On today's show, how Mazda is evolving the styling of its vehicles. A subsidiary of airplane maker Airbus creates a 3D printed motorcycle. And Toyota partners with the inventor of the Segway to develop advanced wheelchairs. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 23rd of 2016. We've seen a number of electric motorcycles recently, but so far, this one takes the cake. The entire frame and rear swing arm is 3D printed from an aluminum powder called scam alloy. Its wild design is said to be inspired by nature. But the entire setup only weighs 77 pounds and can travel about 37 miles with a top speed of around 50 miles per hour. The bikes are made by AP Works, which is owned by airplane maker Airbus. But the company is only going to make 50 examples, and you have to plunk down about $2,200 just to get your name on a waiting list for the $56,000 motorcycle. Toyota is teaming up with the inventor of the Segway, Dean Kamen, to create advanced wheelchairs. The partnership will allow Kamen's company, Deca Research and Development, to come out with a new version of its iBot wheelchair, which it stopped selling in 2009. The chair uses powered wheels to move up and down stairs. The deal will also give Toyota access to Deca's balancing technology. Now, this alliance isn't too surprising. Last year, Toyota created a new R&D company called the Toyota Research Institute to develop artificial intelligence and robotic technology to help improve mobility for the elderly and disabled. And this partnership will help achieve that goal. Well, this just in from Europe. Peugeot just unveiled its 3008 SUV that fits into the C-segment, one of the hottest segments in the market. It comes jam-packed with all the latest safety and infotainment technology. It's offered with four different gasoline engines and two different diesels, all mated to either six-speed manuals or automatics. And still to come, a look at why the preparation for the 24 hours of Le Mans can be just as grueling as the race itself.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Since it started competing at the 24 Hours of Le Mans 17 years ago, the Corvette racing team has won its class 8 times. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by the man in charge of that program, Doug Feehan. And in the following clip, he reveals just how grueling of a schedule the team must go through to prepare for Le Mans.
Trying to create an environment that was as conducive to keeping their spirits up, their physical capabilities up as much as you could during those 23 days is as important, if not more important, than the piece of machinery sitting in the garage. Race week, you go out on the track on Wednesday evening to practice. The last practice ends at midnight. By the time those guys are home and head on pillow, it's probably 2 a.m. They're back at that track at 7 a.m. the next day. So we're looking at maybe, if they're lucky, 5 good hours of sleep. That's on Wednesday night. We duplicate that on Thursday night. They're back on Friday, again with only 5 hours sleep, to completely rebuild those cars. Those cars are completely stripped down. All new corners put on, all new suspension components, brakes, engine, drivetrain, transaxle. Everything is stripped off. Whole new car is built. I try and get them out of there by about 8 o'clock at night. They got to be back at 6 a.m. on race day for a 9 a.m. warm-up and a 3 p.m. start. So you're operating on 3 days of maybe a total of 15 hours sleep before you start your final race day, which by the time that race ends is a 30-hour race, not a 24-hour race. That wears people down. You gotta keep your people on top of it. That's the primary reason we've been successful. The machinery, we never take it for granted, but we've got that figured out. It's your people that win that race for you.
Doug shares a lot more great insight into Corvette racing and Le Mans in that show. So make sure you check it out on our website, autoline.tv, or you can watch it on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, a look at how Mazda is changing up the look of the face of its vehicles.
Bridgestone's revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles on a flat.
I feel unstoppable, like a superhero.
With a sidekick.
Yeah. You're my sidekick, right, bud?
No.
Okay.
A couple of days ago, Mazda gave auto writers the first chance to drive its new sport utility. And though pop star Meghan Trainor may believe it's all about the base, with the CX-9, Mazda says it's all about the grille. Yes, indeed, it all starts with a huge new grille. Born from the company's Kodo design language, the trapezoidal form of the car starts at the front with this five-point grille, carries through the silhouette around to the rear, giving the CX-9 two serious new looks. Narrow on the top, stronger on the bottom, with the goal of separating this SUV from its boxier competition.
We are moving away from the playful front-face attitude to something a lot more stealth, that have a little bit of a darkness, moody attitude. And you can see a lot within the contouring of the eyelid, you know, we're expressing this kind of moodiness. And also the front face and the angle of the grille going from positive, vertical, and that inverted grille that give you this kind of sharp, precise, and, you know, very incisive front face.
This is the last Mazda vehicle to receive the full SkyActiv treatment, where every major component is redesigned for better MPGs and emissions without, as the company says, sacrificing Zoom Zoom or Mazda's DNA. In fact, the car has a new SkyActiv G2.5 turbo that engineers applied what they called a couple of tricks to the powertrain to keep the performance lively, but still yield mid-20 miles per gallon. Overseeing every element of this second-generation CX-9 is that Mazda is taking this car upscale. Every presenter described it as premium, sometimes even hinting at luxury, hoping to give this midsize three-row crossover another notch above the competition. The CX-9 comes in four trim levels, including Sport, Touring, Grand Touring, and the new premium trim level, Signature. Pricing starts at $31,500 at the low end, up to over $45,000 for that new Signature CX-9. And by the way, our After Hours co-host Gary Vasilesh did a walk around of the car's styling, which you can catch on this week's edition of AAH. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching and making AutoLine Daily part of your day.